Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Where you're invited to take control of the airwaves to talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Pickless Mountaineer.
And Rich.
And coming up, we're going to talk about Paxlovid mouth. It's what grapefruit juice mixed with soap would taste like, evidently. That
sounds nasty.
Paxlovid, I don't know what it's a medication that people are supposed to take for 5 days if they get COVID-19, and I'm not entirely clear.
So completely unnecessary.
Yes, I'm not entirely clear why a medication is needed. It seems like by the time you were diagnosed and experiencing symptoms, you would be on your way to recovery, at least in the vast majority of cases. But before we get into that, we all rejoiced. I rejoiced, even though I haven't even flown since, like, January, when the CDC mask mandate on transportation, federal transportation, vanished. And what continues to baffle me and amaze me about this is that, like, when the judge made this ruling, the pilots who heard about this, who were flying at that time, announced it over their intercoms so that the whole plane would go ahead and take their masks off instead of waiting on Delta Airlines or American Airlines, or instead of waiting on some CEO or some attorney to hand down, you know, a recommendation or whatever.
Did the pilots really do that?
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, I've seen footage. Thunderous applause, I might add.
Okay.
And that's the most amazing thing, right? You had all these people who were anxious to take their masks off and who were doing it because they didn't want to get kicked off of planes. Look, I'm with you on that one. The only time I consistently wore a mask at all during the COVID-19 pandemic, other than at work where I had to because it was my job and I had to make money, was on airplanes.
Okay.
And it was awful. Like, they would, like, the little stewardess would, like, remind you if you were not putting your mask back on between sips.
Okay.
Not kidding. Ridiculous.
I mean, I believe the whole mask coming off of the pilots, like, I saw the videos. I felt like maybe it was staged. So, fine if it wasn't.
It's hard to believe, isn't it? That,
right.
That the airline pilots would be so excited about this that as it was breaking.
Understood. But even that, right? Like, so the mandate has been lifted from the federal government. Like, their employer, the airlines, still may have had policies in effect that precluded that from happening. And that was,
yeah,
as libertarians.
I think they were pretty much just willing to bite that particular bullet.
Okay. But as libertarians, right, you've got to give some credence to the private owner of the private plane and whoever takes ownership of that.
I
like,
absolutely do not.
If any of these were private airlines and using private airports, sure.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, for one, private, yeah, because that's a real industry that people can enter into, which is why there are so many different airlines and so few restrictions on them.
I mean, it's a high cost barrier to entry, but I don't, you know.
It is a profoundly high cost barrier.
You cannot.
You can go buy a plane and start charging people.
You can buy a plane. The average American, I mean, can't afford a plane, but even if you're going to end up with like a 4-seater or a 6-seater or a Cessna or something like that.
That's how you get started, man.
It sounds great, right?
Start banking those payments.
Charter flights are illegal.
Okay.
Yeah. By selling someone a flight, you're automatically breaking the law.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, any circumstance where, the chilling effect, right? I mean, if a bunch of companies are getting sued over, like, letting someone say a certain thing, and then a company says, don't say this thing, like, that's not actually their choice. Like,
okay.
They are in the circumstance of, well, there's a probability that I will be locked in a little room if I let you do this.
Okay.
So they don't actually get to make the decision of, hey, do we want to let people wear, you know, human faces?
I mean, I hear you. I'm not a pro-masker, but businesses set the policy.
Yes.
And at some point,
well,
if you're not, if you're going to disrespect all of that, then, then
well,
throw all non-aggression stuff out the
window. Since we're going here, let's talk about who actually owns these companies.
Okay.
Now, if you pick a particular, just pick a an airline and find out who actually owns more stock than any other group, turns out it's actually all of the retirement funds of every single level of government, city, state, county, in every single one of their departments. If you add those together, they own all of the major corporations. They literally own them. The government does. And they absolutely do meet up on a yearly basis to say, hmm, which companies are following our expectations as government people to our community, and the ones that don't follow your expectations get sold. And guess what happens when the majority shareholder sells all your stock? So there's this isn't a private company.
Okay.
There hasn't been such a thing for a very long time.
I was going to ask, where's the dividing line then? Because this is America, right? We're not state-owned, like at least in thought, in theory.
I tend to take the position that if you're a government employee, you should be forbidden from owning anything except government dollars.
Okay.
That's your product. That those stupid sheets of paper, that's your product. Stand by it. You shouldn't be allowed to own stocks. You shouldn't be allowed to own cryptocurrency or gold or silver or anything else because the government regularly attacks those things.
So if we're saying that the government owns all of these airlines, are you also then calling the pilots government agents or government employees?
Unwittingly, yes.
Okay.
They are unwitting government agents.
Okay. So again, where's the dividing line? Like how big does your corporation have to be? Or how
well,
big
the moment you ask
to
become incorporated, you become an employee of the government, effectively.
There is that.
Okay.
And that is definitely a line that I draw, but I can see how that's like a different line, because I absolutely think that we should, like, if we're going to have to have a government, and if we're going to have this entity called a corporation with its little legal shield,
okay.
If those things are necessarily true, then we should absolutely go back to where it was at the turn of the century, where the only corporations allowed to exist had to, A, have a temporary lifespan, specific and non-renewable, and, B, had to perform a public service.
Okay.
But short of those, like Arya was saying, if you're a government employee, you shouldn't be able to have a company stock in your retirement plan.
Well, were you a government employee when you were delivering pizza then?
I'm not the one saying that the average airline employee, the average airline pilot is a governmental employee. I would say the airline is a governmental entity.
Well, I asked if the pilot would be considered a government employee because they work for the corporation.
For what purpose?
What do you mean for what purpose?
For what purpose?
Are they a government employee? To fly the airplane.
Like, are we talking about, like, who has to pay their life insurance, or are we talking about morally and ethically?
No, I'm saying if the contention is that because the government has stock in the airlines, that the airlines is a government agency.
Well, it's more than just
stock.
Okay. The pilots have to be FAA licensed. They have to go through all of these FAA training things. So they have to get a license to be a pilot directly from the government.
Okay. But fine. But the contention was that because the airlines are a governmental organization somehow, then the pilots worked for them. I said, or the pilots government employees.
For what purpose?
To fly the plane.
Oh, to, like, is, are
like, does
flying,
working,
are
does
they
working
flying
for
the plane,
government?
Are they flying the plane for the government? Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm saying I guess I don't understand the for what purpose, because I don't think it's relevant to my question. If the government owns the airlines, and you work for the airlines, mm-hmm. in whatever capacity, are you a government employee? And the answer I got was yes, because anytime you incorporate a business, you are then a governmental institution,
mm-hmm.
and it would then follow that anyone working for an incorporated institution, right, is a government employee.
Well,
and so my question was direct.
Well, and this isn't black and white, though.
Oh, so, well, like, that's my question. So where's the line?
Well, and that's the thing. So the line of zero has definitely been crossed by working for a corporation.
Okay.
Like, the company's existence is at the whim of the government at that point. So you've passed out of 100% private.
So,
but there are gradations from that depending on how close you are to the government building.
Delivering pizza for a corporation, government employee or not government employee?
A little bit.
Okay. I mean, how many degrees from Kevin Bacon are you at that point?
I don't know. Because I'm asking.
That's an important question, and we need to know. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's free. Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about Paxlovid mouth, whatever that is, because it's a thing, and I think it's funny, and I think it's worth talking about this horrible sounding side effect.
I think you got to separate the words a little bit, because pushed together, I don't always hear the mouth part at the end, like it's an oral thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Paxlovid mouth.
Like Portsmouth.
Paxlovid mouth.
Paxlovid mouth.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, my bad then. But they are. It is like the term for it. Like, okay. Like the COVID loss of smell and taste thing.
Right.
I mentioned that had a term as well, but this is the Paxlovid mouth. Like,
right.
This is the primary symptom that you get from taking this medication that presumably is meant to keep people safe from COVID-19 for whatever reason.
Makes you take soapy grapefruit.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. But before we get into that, we're going to be talking about the Fauci CDC mandates, and Fauci saying that, because that was how we got it, talking about airlines and private corporations and stuff like that, was the lead into that, the explanation of what happened with the CDC and the mandate. There was a CDC recommendation where they didn't follow the correct protocols or the correct steps or however they were supposed to do it, and a judge in Florida, more than 2 years later, decided, oh, yeah, you guys, this is unconstitutional, you guys didn't do this correctly, and that struck the mask mandate from the TSA, from the airlines, from the trains. I've never ridden in a train across state lines. But presumably you would have to have a mask on it, right?
Amish people that way.
Cheaters.
Would you have to wear a mask to ride a train?
So people think that they're like fundamentally anti-technology. They're just really careful with the use of technology.
Okay.
So like they don't want everyone to have a car because then we'll live further apart and won't like live next to each other and have, you know, like walkable communities.
So you could give one an AM radio as a gift.
Well, possibly. I mean, they kind of have to get approval for it.
Okay.
So, like, they'll have a car for the community in case they need it to, you know, go into town, pay taxes, and come home.
I like the way the Family Guy portrayed this best. It's like, you know, they're just looking around like, yes, this 1864 level of technology, this is the exact perfect level of technology that God intended, and this is where we're going to say no more, no less.
Well, I mean, I can see the appeal, because, like, if you look at, you know, everyone who designs, like, oh, I designed Facebook, children, don't ever, ever go on to Facebook. Oh, I designed the iPad, children, you are not allowed to have an iPad. Like, seriously, the people who develop these technologies forbid their own families from using them. So, like, it might actually, there might be something to that. I think there's, I think the balance is a little further on this side. Like, I'm a huge fan of cryptocurrency. I think that is a fundamentally positive and good technology. Even though, yeah, sure, someone somewhere is using it to buy drugs that they really shouldn't be buying.
It's a lot,
still trading in chickens.
It's a lot easier to buy drugs with cash than it is to buy drugs with crypto.
That's the most amazing part about it. Like, the dollar is still better for all the nefarious things they blame crypto for.
Oh, without a doubt.
You can't snort your cocaine with a Bitcoin. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We have David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge.
Here comes the parts of a colon mouth.
It comes a what?
Whatever the COVID mouth was.
Paxlovid mouth.
That's it.
I thought you were being racist for a minute. That's fine.
No, I say that for off the air.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So last night I was talking about the boxing match, or the almost boxing match in the black barbershop where I go get my white haircut. And Judge Tommy Jewell, you remember that name, Tommy Jewell?
No, we don't remember any of these names.
We remember a couple.
I do. He was talking about
Zamora.
He was talking about this last night.
Yeah. Tommy Jewell, husband of Andrew Jewell.
Apparently, he had a 300-pound, 6-foot-something, ninth dan black belt of karate right up
in his grill. Angry black man. Yeah, I made him angry.
Okay, why? And what did you do to make him angry?
He was just
angry. I asked him a question.
Oh.
I asked him a question.
Dare I ask what the question was?
Please don't.
Well, it, it, actually, I said, you know, hey, you're married to Angela Jewell, you know, the judge that wrongfully separated me from my children.
Oh,
without,
okay.
So
I see why this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Understood.
And I asked him that, you know, I asked him that question, you know, about his wife breaking the law. You know, remember now, I proved that the other judge, Zamora, broke the law. I proved that with a unanimous decision at the New Mexico Court of Appeals. But Judge Angela Jewell, the wife of Judge Tommy Jewell, she also broke the law. And I asked him about that, and instantly he went from happy black man to angry black man.
Well, you called his wife a criminal.
I doubt had anything to do with his race.
Also fair.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate it.
Makes fun.
Again, I'm only racist off the air.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'll be racist on the air.
Thank you, David.
So
someone has to.
I noticed.
Yeah.
Does someone?
So
I mean,
David,
really,
hey, wait a minute,
David.
I feel like
you were really on the cusp of learning an important lesson here, which is that if you go up to someone who's 300 pounds and 6'9" or whatever you said, and you start asking them about their wife, who you're accusing of being a criminal, you may have crossed some social boundaries that you should not have crossed.
Oh, so we're not supposed to be asking about the truth and the facts? No truth, no facts?
I'm saying that's unusual. And if I was a barber or whatever,
Stab him with the scissors.
Oh, he's a judge, man. He's a judge. Tommy Jewell.
I can't take any more of that tonight.
Did he really say truth? I put an F.
He did.
Okay. I was trying.
That was absolutely an F.
I was trying to overlook that and just, you know, gloss over it and move on. David, I would say thank you for the call tonight, but no, please, not. I don't thank you for the call tonight.
But this is Free Talk Live. You can call in tomorrow night if he wants to.
He absolutely can.
Right? All right.
And we would absolutely take his call and put him on.
Yeah,
I would, because he knows that I'm on tomorrow. He tends not to call on nights where he knows that I'm on. Like Monday and Tuesday, when if you want to listen to the show and you don't want to hear David, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, those are the best nights to listen then.
So we just need Aria on 7 nights a week.
No. Don't tell David that. He'd get very upset. But, I mean, a lot of terrible things have happened to David. There's no doubt about that. The story that he has is a tragic one, and I don't blame him one bit for having, you know, dedicated his life to pursuing this particular thing where the state has screwed him over. However, approaching some random person at a barber shop and say, hey, how's your criminal wife doing, black man? Which it seems to be about what David did. David, no to all of that. That's not how you interact with human beings.
Send him an email. Tweet about him.
Or tweet at his wife, right? The actual judge that you're accusing of criminal behavior. But no, don't just approach this random person.
Jump into her DMs.
This is another issue. How does he even know what the judge's husband looks like?
He's done a lot of research.
What he does with his life.
He does seem to obsess over. I wouldn't know what any of the spouses of any of the judges that I've ever dealt with look like.
That's the problem. You need to confront them at the barbershop.
603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now is the time for the United States to triple down on its efforts to help Ukraine drive out invading Russian forces. That's according to Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News. Graham saying there's no off-ramp for Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Ukraine war.
The Ukrainians are not going to give the east to Putin to stop the war. They're going to fight for every inch of their territory.
The South Carolina senator adding someone is going to win and someone is going to lose. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves is calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to deliver their opinion on Roe v. Wade sooner rather than later. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Republican calling the illegal leak of the opinion draft so wrong. More news at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. New video footage shows Vicky White at a hotel on the morning she allegedly helped a dangerous inmate escape. The video shows White checking out of a Quality Inn in Florence on April 29th, the same day authorities believe she helped Casey White escape from the Lauderdale Detention Center. Authorities also confirmed that White withdrew about $90,000 in cash from multiple banks before apparently fleeing with the inmate. They believe the two may have run off to Florida. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton believes a pair is armed and should be considered dangerous.
She owned an AR-15, a shotgun, and another pistol. Typically, those would not be in her patrol car. They were her personal weapons, as was the duty weapon she carried. I think the fact that she owns them, I think it's a fair assumption that they're with them.
AAA reporting on Saturday, the nationwide average for a gallon of gas is up to $4.30 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. If you want to do that, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And I want to say thank you to Brian Simmons, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Brian is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. All it takes is $5 per month. That gets you in. It comes with an AMPS-only podcast. There's an AMP-only Facebook group. And I think there's even an AMP-only room on the troll-ridden Matrix server that we were talking about earlier. You can find that, by the way, at chat.freetalklive.com. But really.
And there's still trolls in the AMPS room. Somehow.
There are still trolls there. And if you want to join those trolls, check it out, amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you so much for your contributions, Brian. It's the best way to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. So if you value the show and the ideas of liberty, being on national radio, reaching more audience, growing the podcast, all that great stuff, check it out. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We have Jermaine, who is calling. I actually didn't get your location. Jermaine, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Jermaine. I live in Oklahoma City, and I just wanted. I really enjoy your radio show, but I have some issues with some things y'all been talking about lately. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you want to know what the truth is? I'll give you the truth. The truth is that Joe Biden is the greatest president we've ever had, and he is
Jermaine or Jerome?
Jermaine.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Is that
sorry,
okay?
Go on.
Jermaine? I'm Jermaine the Kang, That's what they call me.
So why would you say that Biden is the best president that we've at least had in our lifetimes? I don't remember exactly how you phrased it, but let's go with
ever
that.
He's been cutting the deficit. Excuse me.
Sure.
He cut the deficit. He's sticking up for women. He's trying to make it better for women to get their health priorities.
Stick something to women.
I'm not sure to what extent he actually has any power as the president to do anything about that. He could appoint Supreme Court justices, and he could have done that, you know, prior to this abortion ruling. He chose not to.
They should have packed the court.
Well, he's going to get rid of the Supreme Court. It's an unruly and not necessary court. It's not in the Constitution to have that court. So he's going to get rid of it, yes.
He's totally in the Constitution.
The ultimate court is in the Constitution. Supreme Court, not so much.
What?
I don't believe that's true.
I mean, it's...
Me neither.
My problem with the Supreme Court isn't whether or not it's constitutional or unconstitutional. It's the insanity of giving the state the ultimate power to determine what the state is and is not allowed to do. Because that's ultimately what the Supreme Court is supposed to rule on. Is this constitutional? Is this not? And if it's not, then it means the government isn't allowed to do it. But the Supreme Court is part of the state apparatus.
And I'd like to back us up to point number one.
We cannot...
So your first point was that this is the best president ever, I think you said. And to offer a contrary point of view, he has dementia and is bringing us very, very close to nuclear annihilation of the human species on planet Earth.
Yeah, see, I don't understand how that's even possible.
So he's poking at Russia. He is continuing to give more and more arms to Ukraine. And if he's,
we need to stand with Ukraine.
No, we don't. We absolutely do not.
Well, standing with Ukraine is what seems to be pushing the world toward the possibility, which I think is probably overblown, but it is a possibility nonetheless, of nuclear war.
Well, I don't really think that nuclear war is going to happen. We need to stand with Ukraine and give them as much help as we possibly can.
Well, hold on. Can you see how nuclear war is more likely than it was?
Than when?
Before the war between Ukraine and Russia and America helping Ukraine.
We've been in a Cold War for decades. It's been the same. I don't think there's any change.
So you don't think the Cold War ever ended?
No, definitely not. I think it only escalated. And I think that Joe Biden has taken it down a notch. And I think he's here to help the whole world.
Taking it down or escalated?
I think he's taking it down.
Jermaine, thank you so much for the call tonight. I wish I could agree. I wish I shared that optimism about Joe Biden. To me, you know, I tend to agree with Rich and Picolese Mountaineer on this. He seems like a senile old man who probably has dementia and who, while probably not personally responsible for anything that he's done while president, if he, as the president of the United States, wanted to actually make the world a more peaceful place, that would fall within his powers as president.
What I want to see from the Joe Biden presidency, as far as like the regular Americans are concerned, is the recognition that, as it stands right now, he is the most evidently puppeted presidential person in history.
Did you see the video of the Easter Bunny?
Where the Easter Bunny, like, ushered him off stage?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not something that a president should ever have to, that you
should ever
see.
You were escorted off stage by the Easter Bunny.
Yes.
Yeah. I get it. But every, like, his whole persona, right, is just the puppet. And you can see the strings being pulled by whatever conspiracy theory you believe in. But it's clear with the dementia and, you know, the cognitive disability that he is just going through the motions of whatever he's being told to do. And I want the average American to recognize
from time to time. I'm not supposed to talk about this.
Right.
But
it slips.
You are the leader of the free world. You're not supposed to be told what to and to not talk about. But no, it slips out.
He's got the notes. They got the zoomed in shots of the notes where the reporter is going to ask this question. These are the words you say back to the reporter. And then you move on to the next question. Okay. Got it, Joe? I got my notes right here. Yeah.
Corbett was a bad dude.
Do you know where you are? Do you know which position you have in government? Do you know who the first lady is?
I am Batman.
It is an entertaining presidency, if nothing else, for different reasons. Trump was also entertaining.
Trump was much more entertaining.
He was. Well,
it's more fun.
When Biden is having one of his dementia episodes, he's far more entertaining than Donald Trump could ever hope to be. Like, listening to Joe Biden, the president of the United States of America, talking about kids stroking his leg hair, and that's how he learned about roaches and all this other stuff, Trump is never going to approach that level of hilarity.
Okay.
Trump is funny for different reasons, though. I look forward to Trump's slide into dementia, assuming he's allowed back on Twitter at some point, and we all get to witness that.
Or in 2024, when he gets voted back in.
Well, if you believe
definitely one... a possibility.
If you believe one conspiracy theory, he's going to be re-inaugurated, I think, sometime this month.
Oh, okay. Now, wait a second.
No, don't push that out.
If he's currently the real president, then can't he not run the next time?
I don't know what these QAnon people... I don't know how they have it in their heads that any of this is remotely plausible. It's like that Harold Camping guy who just kept predicting that the world was about to end, and every time he didn't end, he would just change the date.
So aside from it being a political thing, right, if Trump were to have his followers just follow him, would that not be like an agorist government, like in parallel to the existing thing?
Just like spontaneous secession?
Why not?
Like, okay, we're gonna be the United States of America, and you can be whatever you're gonna be. We're gonna follow the real president, Donald Trump.
It would be because
and you guys can follow that guy.
Governments and states have leaders. I mean, they have rulers, not leaders. If these 500,000 people who are following Trump on Truth Social or whatever, if they want to consider themselves to be his follower, that's fine, and they can follow him, and he can instruct them in the same way that, you know, their pastor might or something
but
like that.
They can put together a legislature and pass laws and try to get an enforcement on bills.
Like states could decide, I'm the governor of this state, I'm going to follow this president.
What? There's a bit of a war about exactly that idea back in the 19th century where they were like, no, we have our own president now, and we're going to do things like this. And
right. It turns out, in other countries.
Yeah, it turns out that sort of thing is frowned upon by the people who have the monopoly on violence in a given geographic area, also known as the state.
Well,
they frown upon
competition. Forced competition.
Without the force, maybe, but that's not how the state works. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live coming up on the last segment of tonight's show, but we're not going anywhere. You can join us in the meantime over on our social media server where many of our hosts are. You can find it at social.freetalklive.com. It's really easy to sign up. It is not overrun by trolls. That's the Matrix server. That's a chat server. But our social media server is a Twitter clone sort of thing built on Mastodon, which is a federated type of server. It's all very complicated and it's really cool. And you don't really have to understand how all of it works, just like you don't have to understand how your debit card does its thing when you make a purchase at the grocery store or whatever. All you need to know is that it works, and we're the ones in control, so you don't have to worry about Twitter censoring you or Facebook censoring you. You would just, in theory, have to worry about us censoring you. And
pay fealty to King Ian before you are granted entry.
And thus far, we've received, I think, three entire reports, because this is a recent change to Mastodon, it would seem, where if someone is reported at mastodon.social, which is the whole Mastodon thing, evidently, then the admins of the server that person is on get messaged about it. And like, hey, do you want to block this person? Like, we have one person in particular who we've gotten, like, three reports on. And when you look, they're not even saying anything bad, right? But even if they were, I'd be like, I don't care. Screw them. I mean, they can say whatever they want. They're coming from our server. You know, just federate us if you want. And that's the way this works. But we're not going to start banning users or anything like that. But it's a cool system, and I like how it allows that sort of policy to be there in place where, you know, they can report these people all they want. And this is not people on our server doing the reporting, to be clear. It's people on other servers.
Yeah, just block them from your server.
Well, in order to do that, I think they have to disfederate our entire server.
Oh, okay.
I think. I'm not sure. Anyway, check it out. It's a really cool system, social.freetalklive.com. We do have Dave calling from Washington State. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm pretty sure that's how I kept getting banned from Twitter, is that kind of algorithm where as long as a certain number of people report you, boom, you go into the naughty boy list or something. But my issue was, I was just on this Supreme Court and abortion for life type thing, and I was just going to say, I hope that this person that leaked this, my personal opinion is I think they should be disbarred. I really think it should be like a federal time in prison type thing. And the only reason I say that is because every time we see people behaving, you know, more and more crazy in society, if you never actually put any kind of punishment down, you're just going to get more crazy, whether it's people breaking into stores in California and just stealing stuff and running out of the store, or you get these riots and people burning things and just all this crazy activity, or pulling statues down because they don't like the statue. If you never actually make people pay, you know, a penance for that, you're just going to keep getting it. And that's why I hope this person gets, pretty severely punished.
Well, if it was a controlled leak.
Go ahead.
Well, it very well may have been a controlled leak, but psychologically speaking, punishing people for behavior that you think is bad is not really going to change people's behavior nearly as much as rewarding good behavior does.
Yeah, my thought is, who did they harm? Yeah. Like, okay, you released this information. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that's speech.
I like the idea of rewarding good behavior. The problem is, if you don't punish bad behavior, it also encourages more of it. Just like if this person just, let's say, gets disbarred.
No, that's not true at all. Humans are animals, and I look to my dog as a classic example of this. I don't ever punish my dog for doing anything that I think is bad. I just don't reward it. When she does something good, I reward her. When she does something bad, I ignore her. I don't address it, and eventually she stops doing it.
You know, I think that if the person that did this actually, let's say, had to serve, just for example, 2 years of federal prison time, you know, no early release.
For
boom,
what? 2 years of federal prison?
Yes.
For
yes.
What? Who's been harmed by their actions?
Well, hang on. As opposed to if you don't do something like that, and then the person goes on to work at MSNBC or make $600,000 a year or something like that, then there's no, it's like, hey, I could be the next person to go there and I just have to do something like this.
Cool, I hope they leak from MSNBC too.
Okay, so that's the whole point. The reason that this leaking is a bad thing is if you look at the way courts work, the judges are supposed to make rulings based on the black and white issues of the law in front of them. They're not supposed to have to take into account a bunch of crazy people coming outside their house, and for whatever reason, they say,
that's that Supreme Court justice nonsense. I don't remember the name of the guy doing this. No, he's the one saying that the Supreme Court, these institutions, they can't be bullied by the people. No, you're wrong.
No.
The whole point of democracy is that we, the people, can bully the government into doing what we demand they do. That's the entire point of the governmental system that you praise.
Yeah, no, you can bully your people you elect into office and get them out of office.
And they appoint the Supreme Court justices.
Okay, so all of this would have just happened later. Like, if this hadn't been leaked, there would still be all of this anger. There would still be all of these, like, you know, people upset. Yeah. There would still be people outside their house. It just would have happened later.
But I think what they're saying is there's now the opportunity for them to change their mind based on the outrage.
The vote's already happened. I mean, it is political suicide to, like...
Dave, I need you to hang on for a second.
It is political suicide to be like, oh, well, now that I know you're upset, I'm going to change my vote. Like, I'm not sure that's even possible.
Okay. The vote has already happened, though. This is the majority opinion that they've already voted. They've already decided, you know, this person's going to write down what the majority thinks about this, and the majority is going to sign off on it, and someone's going to write a dissenting opinion. So all of that has already taken place. It just got leaked before the Supreme Court was ready for it to be leaked. Are you still with us there, Dave?
Yeah, no, the vote's not finished yet. They do this numerous. In June is when the vote comes out, and actually it is possible that they change their opinion based on another judge. One of the other justices might make a very good argument, and that can influence another judge along the way. Just because you start writing a dissent or a majority opinion doesn't mean the opinion stays that way.
Well, let me run another scenario past you. So they release this closer to the election, and it has this huge effect on who ends up being elected to the Senate and Congress.
That's why it's a controlled leak.
Right.
Because all of a sudden, this is the debate.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather we have the debate about this now than have it, you know, when the people with terribly short memories are about to vote.
Dave, what would be the issue, even if you're correct and they are going to have another vote, what do you care if they change their opinions? And they go, okay, you know what, we're going to anger too many people with this.
No, because I don't think a justice, if I was a judge, I'm not considering at all what a person out on the street is yelling about. I'm strictly looking at the law, the way the law is written. If you don't like the way laws are written and you're upset about that as a person on the street, get your legislators to change the law.
Have you ever tried that, Dave? Have you ever tried getting a legislature, getting a member of the legislature to even respond to you?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I have, and it's not very good.
Okay.
The idea behind the lifetime appointment of the Supreme Court justices is, again, so that they don't have to worry about the opinions of other people. Right? Yeah. Like, their job is secure for life, and they can decide how they're ruling on their conscience in accordance with the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera.
Except for when people are writing somewhere, you know, even protesting severely outside your house, there is a bit of threat on you. And the bigger issue is that it's not just your liberty as far as the justice. Everybody who lives in your neighborhood is now having their liberty infringed on.
Hold on, time out. Having had people protesting, in fact, outside of my house before, no part of that infringed upon my rights or was any sort of threat to me or infringed upon any of my neighbors' rights.
Yes, it infringed on your neighbors. They can't drive up and down the street the way they want to because they're blocking the street.
They,
if an ambulance
you don't have enough
one
protesters.
Of your neighbor's houses.
Blocking the street is very different from protesting across from my house. You understand that most protests do not, in fact, block the street.
A lot of them do if they're large enough. If you have 1,000 people there, you can't all sit on the grass or, you know, you got to do it anyway. You can't get on the sidewalk, so they end up in the street.
Oh,
and you end
fun
up
fact
blocking
about
traffic.
People, they have legs, generally speaking, and frequently another form of moving about when they don't. So if an ambulance comes down the street, they will move.
Maybe.
Pretty much always. More honestly, more or less always, if there is an ambulance that needs to get through where your protest is, people will get out the way.
Okay.
Dave, thank you so much for the call tonight. I just still have to disagree. The whole point of the democratic system, whether these justices want to think that they're above it or not, the whole point of the entire system that we have in the United States is that we're supposed to be able to raise our voices to our government and make them change their minds. That's the whole point of this entire Constitutional Declaration of Independence apparatus. And if we can't do that, then you're admitting that we live under an unaccountable tyranny that doesn't care what we have to say. I don't care what the Constitution says. I don't care what these the justices have decided the Constitution says. I care about what people living today want, the people who are actually affected by what these guys are going to decide, what these justices are going to decide. I don't care what the Founding Fathers would have thought about this issue 230 years ago, or however long ago it was. I care about the people today. And if their voices don't matter, then your entire system is worthless.
The idea that someone should be abducted to a cold cell for speaking information is absolutely terrible.
Also terrifying, yes. Two years in federal prison, this guy said, for leaking what the justices wanted to say before they were ready to say it. I don't know. Join us in the meantime over on our social media server at social.freetalklive.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.